a line on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Christina Del Camp.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Christina. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hold on. Beg your pardon. Yes, I'm right here.
Perfect. Okay, again, this is Carolina and on a recorded line regarding the Roundup lawsuit. Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Sure.
Perfect. Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I thought it was you guys.
Okay. The person that just transferred you over, they had you sign a document of like compliance, is that right?
I don't believe I signed anything yet.
Okay, that's great to hear. So again, you haven't signed with any other attorney or have
no.
An ongoing file? Okay. Perfect. Okay, now were you yourself or someone you loved diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after Spring Roundup?
I'm sorry, I don't understand your question.
Yeah, no worries. Yourself or a loved one, were they ever diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No,
okay.
No.
Okay.
Just myself.
Just yourself. I'm so sorry to hear that. And do you by chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's?
B cell or cell B? I'm sorry, I don't remember more than that.
I see here there are different ones that have that B in there. A common one is diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Is that right?
Yes, that's
okay.
It. I remember the diffused, yes.
Perfect, perfect. Okay. And have you
and
had...
I remember thinking that, you know, now I'm a battery or something. yes, that's right.
Okay.
Diffused, yes.
Great. As long as it helps remember. Okay.
Isn't it funny the things that trigger memories?
Yeah. The tiniest things. Okay. And was that the only diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or was there any other one?
Yeah. That was the only time and the only, yeah.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Okay.
Well.
Well, that it was not more than once. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
Do you remember when it was that you were diagnosed?
2016.
2016. Do you remember the time of year?
I think it was June.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And where did you spray the Roundup? Was that at home for work?
No, it was in my garden.
Okay. In your garden at home. Do you know if anyone else used the spray, or was it just yourself?
No, just myself.
Okay.
It was my pleasure. I enjoyed taking care of the garden back then.
Okay.
I thought it was a great product, you know. It took care of the weeds. It took care of everything, including me. It killed off everything.
Yeah. And it is, you know, sad. I've heard it does work, but the things that it does to people is really unfair. That's exactly what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the address of where you did spray it back in your garden?
It was up in Long Island.
Okay.
I had a garden back then.
Okay. No worries. Okay, and now I know you mentioned it was back in 2016. Do you know how old you were at the time?
I was in my, you're making me do math. I have to count backwards. In my 50s.
Okay.
Don't make me do math. No, I'm
69
now.
Okay.
Do the math. I don't want to think back
yeah.
then.
Of course.
I can't. Go ahead. I'm
again,
sorry.
I just need confirmation that it was between 18 and 79 years old.
Somewhere
okay.
in there.
That works better.
Thank you. Yes, it does.
Okay, and do you know how long you used Roundup? Was that a couple years?
Well, I use it for several years, and every year, like 25 to 30 times during that year, it was a lot.
Yeah, okay. So 25 to 30 times a year, and that was for at least 10 days or more?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It was a lot. Plus, I used it, for so many times repeatedly.
Yeah, of course.
Was 3 to 4 times a month, and
okay.
It was a lot of spraying. And then I, began using the product back in 1998.
Oh,
so
wow.
That was a lot. It was a lot of Roundup I used.
Yeah, of course. And when was the last time that you sprayed it?
2016.
2016, I see.
Not 15,
yeah.
I think
right
up
around
until
the time.
Yeah, I was diagnosed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? So you stopped spraying it because you got symptoms, is that right?
I got pretty sick, and the doctor I was seeing at the time, it was like through the process of elimination, we started with the newer products that I was exposed to, and, we worked backwards. I never thought it was that, in
yeah.
all honesty, because I had
right.
been using it for so long.
Right.
We went through perfumes and perfumes and soaps and everything. It was funny.
Yes. Okay. Now
that
I know
was
you
like
mentioned
the last product.
I know
you know
mentioned
that we
sprayed it from
used.
Within the years of 98 to 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I did the math super quickly on the side.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 18 years. Does that sound right?
Yeah,
of course. Okay, and again, I just need a yes or no for this question, just because, we do require down the line. Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Recently? No, I haven't gone near it.
Just in your life.
Recently, since 2016, no, I haven't
okay.
gone near it.
That's great to hear. And from those times that you did spray, again, that was at least for 10 days or more.
Back then, yes.
Okay, perfect. I
you
did
know,
need that got confirmation.
3 to 4 times a month. Yeah,
yeah.
I use it 3 to 4 times a month.
Of course. And then the phone that we're speaking on, by the way, Christina, is this a smartphone or is this a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Okay.
I don't have a landline anymore.
Okay, a smartphone. And are you a citizen of the United States? Okay, great.
I guess it's not a funny question anymore. Yes, I am. I apologize for that.
No worries.
Yes, I am.
Okay, and I am required to ask, have you ever received any diagnosis of HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B
no.
or C?
No.
Any arthritis
no.
or diabetes?
I do have arthritis. I have rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay, rheumatoid arthritis. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And no lupus, Epstein-Barr, organ
no.
transplant, or another
no.
cancer? Okay.
No. No.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of any family history of cancer?
No, none
okay.
at all.
Okay.
I won the prize. Dark joke.
Okay, now I see your name here, Christina. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. And did you have a middle name, Christina?
Iris.
Iris, I-R-I-S?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And how was your last name spelled?
D as in David, E-L, capital C-A-M-P.
Okay. D-E-L, capital C-A-M-P?
Yes.
Okay. And was there a space between those, between the Del Camp?
No. No.
Okay. Perfect. Did you have any suffix to your name?
No.
No. Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Perfect. Okay. And your marital status?
I'm divorced for many years. Since 1979 or 1980.
Okay. And what was your date of birth, Christina?
So my status now is single, I guess. I wouldn't even say divorced.
Okay. And your date of birth?
July the 26th, 1955.
Okay, July 26th, 1955. And your social?
058-486054.
Okay, one more time. That was 058-486054. I'm sorry, 54.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So you made the connection between Roundup and your cancer after you stopped using it. Do you remember how it was that you found out? Was that, you know, through an ad or through your doctor?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I think it's fine. What was the last comment you made?
Yeah. The Roundup and the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, how did you find out that they were connected? Was that through an ad or a doctor?
It was something on Facebook, actually.
Okay. And around what time was that? Was that in 2016?
The ad?
Yeah, when you did see that?
Oh,
was that around
not too long ago.
Oh, okay.
No, not too long ago, actually.
Okay. Okay, do you know the month that that happened?
No, I don't remember.
Okay, and what was the year again that you found out?
2016.
Okay. Okay, and what was your height?
Well, my height then was 5'7.5". Now I'm about 5'5".
5'5".
Or 5'4". Yeah.
Okay.
I've shrunk tremendously.
I see. So about 5'5". Okay, and do you know your current weight?
I'm about 283 now.
Okay. Okay, it doesn't share an email address. Do you have one that we can keep on file?
That one's fine.
I'm sorry?
That one is fine that I gave you. The only problem is that I have cataracts now, and I can't really read emails.
Mm-hmm.
You have to send whatever you're sending through a text,
mm-hmm.
and then I can open it up and read it there. For some reason, and my doctor explained it that when an email opens up, the area is so wide that it literally turns white. So that's why I can't read it. So it just turns into a white page for me.
Okay.
So with the text, it's more condensed, so I
mm-hmm.
can read it. I know
okay.
it seems a little strange, but...
No, I'll keep that in mind. It actually does ask about contact preference, so I'm taking note to primarily send text messages. Yeah, whatever is easier for you.
Okay, text for me, I can read it.
Okay.
Call is preferred.
Okay.
Because my text doesn't ring, so
okay.
I can miss it.
No worries.
There's no ding. When it, even though I've set the notification to,
yeah,
you know, to ring, it doesn't it doesn't ring. I don't know why. I think
okay.
I dropped it one time.
Okay, so I put phone call preference and then text and then last resort email. Can you confirm
Yeah.
the email that we have on file? It looks like I don't see it on here.
It's okay. M as in Mary, O Oscar, M Mary, B boy, C Charles, U umbrella, Z zebra at gmail.com.
Okay, at gmail.com. Okay, so that would be M O M B C U Z. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. And I know you sprayed, you said about 3 to 4 times a month.
Right.
You would spray Roundup? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, it is required for me to ask you this. I know it is a little redundant, but I just need a yes or no.
No, go ahead.
Did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
Oh, my God, yes. As I said, it was since 1998.
Yeah.
So that's more than 1 year.
1998. And then the last time that you sprayed it, you said was about
2016? 20. Right.
Okay. Do you remember when in
so
the year?
It must have been May.
Okay.
Because since then, I started undergoing tests, and that's when we sort of concluded what the issue was.
Right. Okay. Now, when you did spray it in your garden, was it with the hand spray that it comes with?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The hand sprayer. Okay. And did you use any protective gear when you were applying the Roundup?
On my hands, but not on my legs. So, like in the summertime, I, you know, would wear shorts or a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
So, not on my legs.
Okay.
Or I would wear sleeveless, you know, top. And
okay.
So, when the wind would blow, you know, my skin
yeah.
was still closed.
Yeah, of course. Did you ever use any gloves or glasses?
Yeah, on my hands, and I never
okay.
really got the glasses.
Okay.
Because I wear glasses, so
mm-hmm.
I never thought
oh,
of.
Oh, yeah, then that would make
protective.
Sense.
Right, I never
yeah.
thought of lenses.
Yeah, and your garden. I know it's a little bit of a tricky question, but do you know how big of an area that is? Do you have the
well,
either square
it wasn't
footage?
Actually, my,
mm-hmm.
you know, my home. My God, it was my brother's, but I always considered it mine because I took care of it. So it in feet.
Okay.
Hold on, let me. But like every weekend I was out there. And that was out in Lawrence, Long Island. Was each side of the house, and it was both different. So one side had to be 12 feet, the other side had to be 15, and then the longer side had to be almost 20. So 29 and 12, so 30, I don't know, 40 feet, I guess, round
okay.
it off.
Perfect.
And then around them, there was this two big old trees that we made these with stones, these flower beds inside. It was so pretty. these stones around them and then the flowers inside.
Yeah.
And my aunt lived there also, so you know, we, you know,
yeah,
we all got pretty close and, you know, and put the flower.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. It was really a nice way to, you know, to get to know each other. My aunt passed away, and she was only
so
3 years.
Mm-hmm.
She had cancer, you know. Yeah, that's right. She did have cancer. I forgot. She had cancer in the.
And I'm so sorry about that.
She smoked the fiend.
Oh.
So it was, you know, it was from smoking. That's how she got her cancer.
I see.
She had stomach cancer. That was from smoking.
Okay. Do you know the state that you guys had that garden in?
I said Long Island.
Okay.
In New York.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. And the first time that you used that Roundup in that garden, that was
It was 1998.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
98.
Okay.
Because here in the city, I don't have a garden.
Oh, okay.
Here I live, you know, in a tenement walk-up. So I don't have a garden here. It's all brick and concrete. But out there, every weekend, I would visit my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that's my garden. So.
Just one second here.
So that is mine.
And up there in not Long Island where that garden was, do you know if there was a water well by there?
No water well at all. It wasn't that rural. It was close enough to New York. Without traffic, maybe 45 minutes away.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And out there, were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. No, not at all. No.
Do you remember the type of Roundup that you did use? I know they have the concentrated where you have to dilute it or the
this
premix.
This was premix.
Okay.
Remix. White container, red cap is what I remember.
Okay. And where did you buy that?
Home Depot here
on
23rd Street. Yeah.
You wouldn't have any receipts or any proof of purchase from back then?
Receipts? Yeah, I do have actually.
Oh, that's really good to hear.
I don't have... I was asked earlier if I have any of the containers. No, I don't have any of the containers.
Okay.
That's
so you don't have any
really.
In your possession? Nothing like that, right?
No, not containers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, that's just silly. I don't have a warehouse. I have a little little apartment. Believe me when I say little. And I moved down from the fourth floor down to the second floor, which I swear the apartment's even smaller.
Mm.
So.
Have you ever smoked? It is a required question here.
In my life, no. I've never smoked. No.
And are you currently employed, Christina?
No, I'm retired. I'm 69.
Oh. Lovely. Mm. Did you ever lose time away from work because of any treatment related to the non-Hodgkin's?
Well, yes and no. You know, for treatments, yes.
Okay. And how long was it, you know, that you couldn't work from those treatments?
A few days. Because I was so sick from the chemotherapy.
I see. I'm so sorry. That chemotherapy, so when did you start that? Did that start back in 2016?
In 2016, yeah.
Okay. 2016. And did they start that right away?
Well, no, actually, no, because I quit work. I went out on disability in 2011. So, no, and it wasn't for this at all.
Okay.
So, no, this had nothing to do with that, no.
Okay. And do you have any military background?
No, I don't.
Have you ever been involved with any other lawsuits or filed? Well, I know you just said you filed for disability. How about any workers' compensation claims?
No, no. Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay, and no filing for bankruptcy either, right?
Mm-mm. I almost did once, but no, I changed my mind.
Okay.
I couldn't afford it.
Yeah, it is a little backwards the way that works.
It is, isn't
yeah.
it? It costs more to file
it costs,
than...
Yeah, like $2,500 up front. You have to go to court.
Isn't
They make
it
a really hard process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It
so
isn't worth it.
It
it's,
really
it's
is
crazy.
Not. And it stays on your... It's just not a fun experience.
Mm-hmm. No, no.
Okay,
it's
and
better
then,
to wait it out and then just
yeah.
restart your credit all over.
Yeah, yeah. And
well,
other than any minor traffic offenses, small things like that, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, I don't even
Okay.
have traffic offenses, in
Okay,
all honesty.
great. Great.
Yeah.
Do you know where it was that you were diagnosed, the hospital?
In NYU, Langone Hospital.
Okay.
New York University Hospital. On First Avenue.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. The worst I do, I apologize, is that I drink coffee. I love coffee. And I think coffee has a bad rap. I love coffee.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. But the good thing is it's not a required question on here. That says no.
But I'm glad.
Which
good.
Is good.
That's
yeah,
about,
exactly.
That's my sin. That's my vice. So if I was ever told to by a doctor to stop drinking coffee, then we'd have a problem.
Yeah.
I'd probably look for another doctor. I hate to say it, but I would sooner look. You know, one time, you've heard of gargling with salt water if you have a sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big believer in homeopathic concepts.
Okay.
So one time I really stopped seeing a doctor because she did not believe in gargling with salt water. Nope, that's it. She's out. I did not have any faith in her. That's it.
Yeah.
I stopped. Yeah. How could you not believe, even for a patient's sense of well-being, you know, leave
yeah.
the patients alone, let them gargle with the salt water.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they believed in home remedies, I don't know if they'd have any clients and that
as
sort of thing.
Long as
yeah.
it doesn't interfere with whatever treatment is going on, let it be.
Yeah, of course.
Now,
I
know,
did.
That, you know.
I did find this the Langone Health place. Did you remember a
mm-hmm.
doctor or a diagnosing physician's name?
Here we go again. The first name is, Burgess, not Bergdorf, that's the store. And that's the one that's so hard for me to pronounce. Burgess, B-I-R something, then there's a J. Darn it. But the last name is Arkund. Arkund, A-K-H-U-N-D. That's his last name.
Okay.
And the first name is Burgess, I think. B-I-R.
Oh, I found it. Yeah, Burgess.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Burgess Arkund in New York. Yeah, I found it. Perfect.
Okay, good. I'm so glad. Just because I hated to pronounce
yeah.
it.
No, I mean, you gave me enough for me to find it, so that's great.
Oh, I'm going. Good. Because you hate pronouncing a person's name. That's bad enough. But then when you have to keep pronouncing it, and I feel like I'm butchering it, and that's bad.
Right. Okay. Now, I know you went through that chemotherapy, and it was a couple years ago, but do you have any current side effects from the diagnosis?
from then, no.
Okay.
You know, it has been all over with, and the radiation and the pain meds, no. It seems to have run its course.
Okay.
Now I'm just dealing with, you know, the stuff that I've been dealing with before that I went out on. And then again, I wonder how much of it has been, you know, acerbated by this, you know, with the, from the, what is it called? I just went brain dead. Rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, and Sjogren's. You know, I have several things going on.
Okay.
So it's,
and again, this Burgess Akun doctor, was he the same one that treated you, or he was the diagnosing one?
He's the one that treated me. The one who diagnosed me initially was my regular doctor.
Okay.
And then
what was
when now I'm getting confused. I've only seen him for like 10 years. Arcadi.
Okay.
Anthony Arcadi.
You said that was Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see here. Oh.
He was my my primary care physician.
Okay.
My PCP.
Arcadi, great. And was the diagnosing place the NYU Langone Health?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Was that the same place where you got treatment?
Yes.
Okay. Just 1 second. Do you have medical records that indicate the cancer diagnosis, Anthony?
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great.
Yes.
Okay. And I know you mentioned the radiation, chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any surgeries or stem cell transplants as well?
What there was the biopsy. No stem cell, no, just the biopsy. And
okay, and what was the primary full address currently?
I don't understand.
I'm sorry, your street address?
My street address, 416 East 10th Street. I've lived here 49 years.
Okay. And again, that was in Long Island?
No. My brother's address is in Long Island.
I'm
here in Manhattan.
Oh, perfect.
I'm in Manhattan.
Sorry, you didn't mention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 416 East 10th Street, and that was
right
in Manhattan, New York. Was the zip
right
code 10009?
09, right. Right.
Okay. Perfect. Now, we do request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate does happen, just ensuring that we can't continue your case without disruptions. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yeah, I'll give you my daughter-in-law, because she answered the door. My son doesn't.
Okay.
Hold on. But don't scare her. Don't give her too much.
We won't reach out unless we really can't reach you for an extended period.
Okay, because I get interrogated. You can't imagine.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. We don't reach out unless we haven't been able to reach you for a really long period. Typically, we don't even contact these people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Her number is 917. 660-6094.
Perfect. And can I take down her name as well?
Ada, H-A-D-D-A.
Mm-hmm.
Last name.
I'm sorry, what was her last name?
Del Camp, same last name as mine.
Oh, okay.
She's my daughter-in-law.
Okay, beautiful. Again, we won't contact, unless, like I said, we do. We can't reach out. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what I am going to do...
Because I'm on morphine, and sometimes I don't sleep at night. I'm an insomniac, so sometimes I go sleeping.
Uh-huh.
And then when I finally pass out, I pass out and I don't hear anything. So I can understand if you reach out to her and then she gets me. But be very careful, be very discreet, please, when you speak to her.
Now, I am just finalizing your information here. Okay, it will just take 1 second, and I do have to compile a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Because we do it at the hospital. Mm-hmm.
I see. No problem. Just 1 second. Okay. And then just 1 second here.
Can you send it via text?
Yeah.
SMS?
Of course.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Okay. I did just want to verify. It was Christina, middle name Iris, and last name Del, capital Camp. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And the social was 058-486054. Date of birth, July 26, 1955.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Just 1 second while I, just bear with me. Okay, I just sent that. Should be via text. Just let me know when you do receive it.
Mm-hmm.
That's odd. Just 1 second here. Okay. Again, the phone number was 646-547-9724.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can resend it, no worries.
And it shows that it came through?
Yeah, it says it was delivered, but it might be an error on my end, so I am going to resend it. Just mm-hmm. 1 second.
Carolina, there you are.
Yes, perfect.
And where'd you go? Understand. I saw you for a second.
Should be in your text notifications. It should be at the top.
Yeah. Oh. How come I don't see you? I see a Mahjong Ninja match game there.
Would you want me to resend it?
Hold on. No, there you are. I
perfect.
Got you. Open.
Perfect.
Okay.
And again, what this is for is it's just giving the law firm permission to pull those medical records and get the case started for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Just let me know if you have any issues.
Okay, hold on. Please review and act on these documents. Agree, check. Oh, it came up so clear. Of course I get an incoming call. Everything. Agreement to do business with Affinity Legal. Okay. Envelope notification link expired. Okay. There we go. Now I've got it. Teeny tiny. Finally. Okay. I'm here. Draw your signature. Okay. Adopt and sign. Okay. Oh, I can't read it.
It should just have the yellow boxes for you.
Yep, I got okay. it. I got it. Adopt and oh, initial. Okay. I think that's it. You're done signing.
Okay, perfect. Let me check on my... Yes, I did just receive it. Okay. So besides
wow.
that...
It was better going than coming.
Yeah. very quick here. Okay. No, so thank you so much for your time, Christina. Okay.
Thank you for yours. You're amazing. Really. Thank you so much.
Of course, Christina. I hope the case goes over very well for you. Now, I'm also going to send you a text with my contact information as well as the firm's phone number. This way, if you have any case-related questions, you can reach out to them. And if you have any concerns, you can always reach out
Thank
to me.
You.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend calling within the next 48 hours. It takes them a while to process the paperwork. Okay. Within, I believe, the 48 hours when they do process that, they're just going to give you a quick call to verify some information. Mm-hmm. It should be pretty quick call. And then after that, like I said, if you have any problems, you can always reach back out, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Another document came up. Is this just a copy of the first, or?
Yes, that'll be a copy, so you have, a copy of what you signed.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you again, and I hope you have a good Halloween, okay?
Okay, you too. Are you dressing up and going to a party?
Not a party. I am going trick-or-treating, but not till later.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Thank
for
you.
For yourself, for a loved one, or with children?
Yeah, I have a niece and nephew I'm taking later today.
Oh, have fun. I miss that. I was just telling my granddaughter that.
Yeah.
I miss taking them so much.
Yeah, well,
now she asked me money. $40 she wanted. I go, I can't afford that. Are you out of your mind? To go, she wanted me to give her some money so she can go and, for drinks. And I go, I can't afford that. I wouldn't spend that on me for drinks.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me. You know, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So. Like, forget that. I'll send you 20. I wound up sending her 25, but, you know, that cost me my blanket for this month. It's like, well, yeah. But what can I say? I love her dearly.
Yeah, of course.
But
besides that, again, thank you for your time, Christine. I hope you have a good one, okay?
Anyway, take pictures and keep lots of memories.
Of course.
They grow up. Before you know it. And then they won't want to do it, and then they'll scoff at it. So,
they'll want to do it.
While it lasts. They'll scoff at it, so enjoy it while it lasts.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Where is it, here in the city, or where?
No, we're actually down here in Southern California.
Oh, so do you go door to door, or how do you do it there?
Just around the neighborhood.
Okay, here in the city, we go store to store, believe it or not.
Interesting.
Yeah, all the kids get all dressed up, parents too, and we all go, you know, everybody goes with the kids, and then we go to the stores, you know, we have little bodegas and the little... all kinds of little stores, and the regular stores, you know, don't sell much on Halloween, but they give out plenty of candy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's why here in the city, it's I love Halloween Eve. It's a lot of fun. It really is. It's cool. Well, you take care. I'm sorry for holding
you
up.
Thank
you
so much.
But
no, it was a pleasure speaking with you, Christine. I hope you have a good one.
You too.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.